Education and Training Quality Authority. Kingdom of Bahrain National Examinations. Grade 12. English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 12 Listening Test 2023. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear a series of 4 short extracts. For each extract, there are 2 questions. Circle the correct letter, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
The end of term's coming up and it's time to relax. But we know that money can be a problem, so if you're in full-time education, we can help. The UniTrip card will give you a bundle of savings, whether you're grabbing a bite to eat, catching a movie, or packing your clothes into a suitcase to get out of the classroom, away from your family for a while and fly around the world. You can really start enjoying life. Just fill in the form on our website at www.youth.
The advertisement is for students, so there is a circle around the letter C. The UniTrip card would be useful for someone who wants to book tickets for a holiday, so there is a circle around the letter A. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 8. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Extract 1.
Hi, I'm Mr. John, your chemistry teacher. Sorry I couldn't attend your first day. I've been busy setting up the new science classroom where I'll take you next week. Because the lab assistant has already spoken to you about the risks when working with chemicals, I will now go through the tests that you are expected to complete at the end of this course. Before I begin, please collect your chemistry books from the science department as soon as possible. No need to buy lab coats. They'll be given to you all next week before the experiments start, and it's your responsibility to replace them if they get lost. Also, make sure that you purchase your safety glasses before the next class. Now let's go to the point of my talk.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm Mr. John, your chemistry teacher. Sorry I couldn't attend your first day. I've been busy setting up the new science classroom, where I'll take you next week. Because the lab assistant has already spoken to you about the risks when working with chemicals, I will now go through the tests that you are expected to complete at the end of this course. Before I begin, please collect your chemistry books from the science department as soon as possible. No need to buy lab coats. They'll be given to you all next week before the experiments start, and it's your responsibility to replace them if they get lost. Also, make sure that you purchase your safety glasses before the next class. Now let's go to the point of my talk.
Extract 2.
Guess what happened? I entered a contest and got one free entry ticket to the air show. Unbelievable. Obviously, I didn't want to go alone, so my brother came. He was going to book his ticket on the internet, like I usually do, but then luckily one of his mates sold him a cheap one. The show was amazing. I loved watching the jet planes fly past. It really took my breath away. I'd never seen anything like that before. I thought the loud sound those planes made really added to the excitement of the event. The restaurant there was okay for me, but my brother wasn't happy with the price. Also, the show was so crowded, which I found rather annoying. Next year, I'll definitely go during the week.
Now listen again.
Guess what happened? I entered a contest and got one free entry ticket to the air show. Unbelievable. Obviously, I didn't want to go alone, so my brother came. He was going to book his ticket on the internet, like I usually do, but then luckily one of his mates sold him a cheap one. The show was amazing. I loved watching the jet planes fly past. It really took my breath away. I'd never seen anything like that before. I thought the loud sound those planes made really added to the excitement of the event. The restaurant there was okay for me, but my brother wasn't happy with the price. Also, the show was so crowded, which I found rather annoying. Next year, I'll definitely go during the week.
Extract 3.
What a race! A cold swim, then a tiring bike ride, and ending with a long run. Luckily, there were no bad accidents, even though a few people fell over on the road. My poor teammate got an injured leg while swimming, so had to pull out of the competition. I lost a lot of time in the cycling because I had to change my tire. The race started at 7 a.m., which was too early for some of the competitors. You practically have no sleep. I was surprised to hear that you can't use a snorkel while swimming anymore. Most people hate that part of the race, but I find the cycling most challenging. Doing the bike ride first would be better to get it out of the way.
Now listen again.
What a race! A cold swim, then a tiring bike ride, and ending with a long run. Luckily, there were no bad accidents, even though a few people fell over on the road. My poor teammate got an injured leg while swimming, so had to pull out of the competition. I lost a lot of time in the cycling because I had to change my tire. The race started at 7 a.m., which was too early for some of the competitors. You practically have no sleep. I was surprised to hear that you can't use a snorkel while swimming anymore. Most people hate that part of the race, but I find the cycling most challenging. Doing the bike ride first would be better to get it out of the way.
Extract 4.
Merlin House is a lovely old people's home and relies on donations to maintain its high standards. Any donations are welcome. Older people often feel cold, but the home was lucky to receive more than enough blankets recently from a hotel. More importantly, Merlin House needs fresh fruit to be placed around the sitting room daily to encourage a good diet. There's never a dull moment at the home, due to the good supply of puzzles to keep everyone busy. Our medical team are fantastic and they're always around to help. My favourite time is when the charity visitors come to the home. They bring gifts and really keep us entertained. I love to tell them about my life and that makes me so happy.
Now listen again.
Merlin House is a lovely old people's home and relies on donations to maintain its high standards. Any donations are welcome. Older people often feel cold, but the home was lucky to receive more than enough blankets recently from a hotel. More importantly, Merlin House needs fresh fruit to be placed around the sitting room daily to encourage a good diet. There's never a dull moment at the home, due to the good supply of puzzles to keep everyone busy. Our medical team are fantastic and they're always around to help. My favourite time is when the charity visitors come to the home. They bring gifts and really keep us entertained. I love to tell them about my life and that makes me so happy.
Now turn to part two. Part two. Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an interview with a man called Ron talking about his Keep Fit program. Circle the correct letter A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today, we will be talking to Ron Simmons, who started his own Community Keep Fit program. He is here to tell us more about it. Hello, Ron.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm here because I used to be a lot heavier than I am now. And I tried so many healthy eating plans to lose weight without success. I even tried tablets which affected me negatively. It wasn't until I became active that I got my weight under control.
At the beginning of the interview, Ron says that exercising helped him lose weight. So there is a circle around the letter C. You have 1 minute to look at questions 9 to 14. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today we will be talking to Ron Simmons, who started his own Community Keep Fit program. He is here to tell us more about it. Hello, Ron.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm here because I used to be a lot heavier than I am now. and I tried so many healthy eating plans to lose weight without success. I even tried tablets which affected me negatively. It wasn't until I became active that I got my weight under control.
So, Ron, how did you first become active?
I started being active when my friend invited me for a game of volleyball. I went along, but I found it difficult. I thought I might like tennis, but I could never find a partner to play with. So I took up swimming. I never had to rely on anyone, could go anytime I pleased. And then the more I went, the more fun I had.
That's great. What motivated you to begin a community program?
Well, I got so involved in being active that I wanted to take it further. My plan was to start a Keep Fit program in my community. Of course, I was a bit worried. I had approached some local companies for the money, and luckily, many gave me their support immediately. My biggest concern was that I might not be able to interest enough people to join the program. Really, there was so much work it took up all of my time. But funnily enough, it never bothered me.
Did you have to carry out a lot of research before starting the program?
Yes. My first step was to read the National Health Survey of thousands of people. I was surprised to see that more than 62% of the population are heavier than they should be. But I think I was more shocked by the large sections of society who don't exercise at all. What frightened me, though, was a high percentage of individuals who suffer from serious health issues, and I knew I made the right decision to set up this program.
So, just how much exercise do people need to be fit?
Well, a good rule is that each minute of powerful activity provides the same health benefits as 2 minutes of steady activity. To stay active and healthy, each week we should try to do at least 150 minutes of cycling or walking. Those that like an intensive workout should add a further 75 minutes to this, which should include no less than 30 minutes of running.
And did you find that men and women exercise in the same way?
When it comes to working out, men and women are from different planets. For many men, working out is a sport, and they do it because they want bigger muscles and to be winners. I believe that women would like to exercise more, but sometimes they feel embarrassed or shy in front of others. And I don't agree with a recent study which claims that 3/4 of women are just too busy to do any exercise.
That's interesting. How do people find out more about the program? I mean, how to register, and if there are any discounts?
My program is called GymMe. Just look out for the GymMe program and register. It's advertised in the local sports centres. All ages are welcome. There's special courses for kids, and all adults will receive a 25% discount when they sign up. Hopefully, we'll be able to reduce the price for teenagers soon. Actually, my program's going so well now.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today, we will be talking to Ron Simmons, who started his own Community Keep Fit program. He is here to tell us more about it. Hello, Ron.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm here because I used to be a lot heavier than I am now. And I tried so many healthy eating plans to lose weight without success. I even tried tablets which affected me negatively. It wasn't until I became active that I got my weight under control.
So, Ron, how did you first become active?
I started being active when my friend invited me for a game of volleyball. I went along, but I found it difficult. I thought I might like tennis, but I could never find a partner to play with. So I took up swimming. I never had to rely on anyone, could go anytime I pleased. And then the more I went, the more fun I had.
That's great. What motivated you to begin a community program?
Well, I got so involved in being active that I wanted to take it further. My plan was to start a Keep Fit program in my community. Of course, I was a bit worried. I had approached some local companies for the money, and luckily, many gave me their support immediately. My biggest concern was that I might not be able to interest enough people to join the program. Really, there was so much work it took up all of my time. But funnily enough, it never bothered me.
Did you have to carry out a lot of research before starting the programme?
Yes. My first step was to read the National Health Survey of thousands of people. I was surprised to see that more than 62% of the population are heavier than they should be. But I think I was more shocked by the large sections of society who don't exercise at all. What frightened me, though, was a high percentage of individuals who suffer from serious health issues, and I knew I made the right decision to set up this program.
So, just how much exercise do people need to be fit?
Well, a good rule is that each minute of powerful activity provides the same health benefits as 2 minutes of steady activity. To stay active and healthy, each week we should try to do at least 150 minutes of cycling or walking. Those that like an intensive workout should add a further 75 minutes to this, which should include no less than 30 minutes of running.
And did you find that men and women exercise in the same way?
When it comes to working out, men and women are from different planets. For many men, working out is a sport, and they do it because they want bigger muscles and to be winners. I believe that women would like to exercise more, but sometimes they feel embarrassed or shy in front of others. And I don't agree with the recent study which claims that 3/4 of women are just too busy to do any exercise.
That's interesting. How do people find out more about the programme? I mean, how to register, and if there are any discounts?
My programme is called Gym Me. Just look out for the Gym Me programme and register. It's advertised in the local sports centres. All ages are welcome. There's special courses for kids, and all adults will receive a 25% discount when they sign up. Hopefully, we'll be able to reduce the price for teenagers soon. Actually, my program's going so well now.
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.